Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. It's clear from the Bible that we face an either-or. Either we love God or we love the world system's corrupt values. Should a believer unplug from the internet and toss out the TV? Today, another positive action step we can take in the ongoing battle for our hearts and minds. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue a series on Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture. Erwin Lutzer comes now with more of Loving the World, Loving God.
Have you had the experience, as I know I have, and you probably also, where you come home from church maybe, and or maybe you've had a great time in your devotional life, and you just say to yourself, you know, I just really met God, and you've been cleansed, you've confessed your sin, and your relationship with God is just so satisfying. Then you get home and you flip on the TV and you see a sensual scene and you begin to carry it out and you begin to see it. And immediately this love for God that you had begins to drain away like a pitcher that is broken at the bottom and the water drains out. Doesn't mean that you're not a believer necessarily, but it means that you can't love the world and love God simultaneously. Now, we're to love God, therefore, exclusively. So let me ask you a question about technology. If you and I are to be radically separated from the world and radical God lovers, then the question is this: are we willing to submit all of our technology to God? Are we willing to say, God, whatever it is that's the great stumbling block in my life, I want to get rid of it? You say, well, you know, you can't get rid of television. I mean, well, yeah, there have been people who've done that. You know, you could unplug the thing and leave it for the garbage people to pick it up. I mean, there's no thing that says you absolutely need to. What about the iPhone? You know, one thing about the young people that I was telling you about who aren't allowed to have any internet connection at all, one thing about them is they probably aren't sitting in worship service playing video games or texting one another. It's amazing, isn't it? What I'm simply saying is, and I give this a challenge to myself, the challenge is simply this: are we willing to give our addiction to technology, and I'll use the word there, our addiction to technology to God? 7 hours a day, the average young person is in some way connected with technology. There are homes where you cannot eat dinner without the television set on. Imagine that being gone and you actually sit and talk to one another and you're not sitting there trying to text somebody a new picture that you just had. What is it that God says? What does exclusive love of God mean in your life? What does exclusive love for God mean in mine? And here's the question now. How do we manage temptation, sometimes even temptation over which we have no control? Well, you know that in this series of messages, every time I've been giving you an assignment, and if you miss some of the assignments or wherever, whatever, you can go online, and I'm told that they are there for you. Notice, you can go online. I'll give you permission to go online. You can always go to the Moody website. We give you exclusive privileges to do that. But today's assignment is going to be there, and let me tell you why I give it to you. You know, speaking of assignments, you know, the first assignment was 3 consecutive days without television, without media, without social media, and so forth. I have been doing that now. This past week has been my 3rd week of each week having 3 consecutive days without television. And I'll tell you something. What it is doing in my life, I'm saying, Wow, why haven't I been doing this before? The sense of freedom and time and silence, if God actually wanted to talk to you. He's not going to shout at you. He's not going to shout over against, you know, your stereo set, shout louder than it does, or the internet with all of its images. Are we willing to ask God and say, what do you mean? Well, anyway, here's the story. Young men come to me and they say, you know, I always swear it off. Of course, that's exactly what I mentioned last time people do, and then they go back. But there I am back in those websites that are so destructive, or pornography or whatever. And I ask them a question, what are your resources? None. You know, a verse that almost seems to be the key verse for this whole series is 25:28 of Proverbs, where it says, a man without self-control is like a city that has been broken into and left without walls. Where are your walls? I mean, if you lived in a city and the enemy came over the same place over and over again, wouldn't you eventually say, you know, I think I should put up some defenses right there? Might just actually occur to you. No weapons. One day my wife and I were walking in a forest area. We're walking along the road and a bear just jumped out and went across the road ahead of us. Well, we were there and I don't know if this would have helped or not. I'm glad we didn't need to find out, but we at least each grabbed a stick so that we'd have something if we were to see him again, rather than, pardon the pun, just our bare hands. And people go into temptation without no resources. If you want to have resources, where do you find out? Well, does the Bible give us any hint? Yes, wish I had time to expound on it, but notice it says in verse 14 of the very chapter we're in, that's why you bring your Bibles to church. I write to you fathers because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you young men because you're conquerors. It says you are strong and the word of God abides in you. And you've overcome the evil one. And how do you overcome the evil one? Well, the word of God has to abide in you. So this is what I tell young men, and I've had some testimonies as to how it works. That what you need to do is to memorize 5 or 6 verses of scripture that you know cold. This is not a time where you're stuttering, wondering whether or not you can recite them. And then you need to make a promise and say, before I open that magazine or before I go, A, B, C, D, wherever that means, I am going to recite each of these promises 3 times. And I'm going to concentrate on what it is that I'm reciting. The best way to overcome temptation is through worship and praise. The Bible says in the Psalms, it says that 7 times every day you should praise the Lord. The best you can do is to worship, but part of that worshiping can be the quotation of Scripture. So I give this guy the assignment. He memorizes it cold. This was back in the days before the internet. He's standing at the magazine rack. His heart begins to race and to pitter-patter. But a promise is a promise is a promise. So there he is. Oh, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Be ye holy, for I am holy, says the Lord God. Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are of good report, think of these things. And on he goes. And I remember how he told me how he was not only able to walk away, but to do so with a great sense of peace, that he did not have to be bound by this habit. Now that's why this week's assignment. First week was to detox. Second week, I gave you a regimen for when you wake up in the morning. Today's assignment for this time is Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And the next verse I'm giving you is, be ye holy, for I am holy. Can you look at me and can we say this together? When I say together, let's say both verses together, okay? Because you probably know them. Let's say it together. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Folks, that's not going to work. You have to say it better than that. Let's say it together. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Be ye holy, for I am holy. And then, of course, I'm also giving you 2 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning at verse 17, and there are many other verses. But you have to memorize that. Now, for many of you, it's not going to work. And I'll tell you why. To put it a little indelicately, the demon is in too deep, and you're not yet desperate. God delivers people, but he usually reserves his finest deliverance for the desperate, for those who are willing to pay any price. And that's why I encourage you also, join a small group. We have many ministries for women. We have many ministries for men. You need to be able to connect. You need to be able to pray together, because the battle that we are fighting is huge. And the scripture says we must love God exclusively. Secondly, we must love him gratefully. Gratefully. Won't take time to turn to it, but you had better when you have a few moments. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. This very same book. I love the King James Version here. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. And such we are. And it goes on to say that his love is so great that we are not only called children of God, but it says we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. This is Pastor Lutzer, and I'm so glad that you joined us today. We are in the middle of a series of messages titled Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture. As a matter of fact, the first message that I preached was actually on that verse of Proverbs that says, above all things, guard your heart, for out of it are the issues of life. How do we do that in a culture where we are bombarded by sexual images? We have a huge battle. But I want you to know that while we can fall into the pit of sin alone, we need help getting out. That's why it's so important for you to connect with healthy relationships and to share your needs and to struggle and to pray together as you struggle. And furthermore, in this series of messages, each has an assignment for people to do that I've asked here at the Moody Church that our people do these assignments. We've had some marvelous testimonies as to what it means as they begin to march toward sexual purity. Well, in a moment, you're going to be given some information as to how these messages can be yours. Hope that you take advantage of that, that you share these messages with others. Thanks again for your prayers, for your gifts. Together we are making a difference. And I hope to see you right here next time on Running to Win. Meanwhile, call a friend and ask them to listen as well. God bless you.
Erwin Lutzer with more of Loving the World, Loving God. Another message on Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture. Breaking free from the culture's grip takes clear action steps. Next time, another step we can all take. This 6-part series will be sent on CD as our thank you for a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.